let's begin. Vatechayena es hayiladim. So as we said before, Vatechayena es hayiladim, according to Unkos, is vikiyama. Not just that they gave them the opportunity to live, right? That they didn't kill them, but they sustained them. Ibn Ezra, b'chol kochan, yoser mi mishpat harishon. More than they ever did before. Rashi gives an example of misapkos lahem mazon. That they gave them life. That these were such righteous women. But the Medrash takes this two enormous steps further. And then concludes with a connection to this week's parsha, to Avram Avinu. I'll note that according to the first two ideas in the Medrash that we're going to see today, it seems very clear that the Miyaldos were not Jewish. Chasidot umot ha'olam. According to the last paragraph, it would appear that they were Jewish. So again, just like we saw that Rashi thought that they were Jewish, not just Jewish, but Shifra and Puah, Yocheved and Miriam. We quoted the other day in the Gemara and Sota that it wasn't Yocheved and Miriam, but Yocheved and Elisheva, her daughter-in-law, Aaron's wife. The Rashbam says, Mialdos ha'ivrios, Mialdos shehen ivrios. The Medrash says, V'chimeachar shelo asu kasher diber aleihen, and once you establish that they weren't willing to listen to Paro, namely in Benhu v'amiteno so, so why does it have to say, V'techayenos ha'iladim? Enanu yodin shekimu asayiladim? Lama hutzracha kasev lomar? What was the chiddush of these three words? It can't be a single extra word in the Chumash. So the Medrash goes on, Yesh kilos, there is a praise, kilos, a praise, besoch kilos. It would have been enough. You might have said, Dayenu. For them not killing the boys, they were risking their own lives. They're moreid b'malchus, mardos b'malchus, they're rebelling against the king. Lo dayan shalokimu es divarav. It wasn't enough, so to speak, that they were willing to risk their lives to defy the Melech Mitzrayim. As we noted, he's not called Paro in this section, but he's called the Melech Mitzrayim to highlight his power. Velo asu kasher diber alehen Melech Mitzrayim. Vayomer Melech Mitzrayim lamiyado sevrios. It wasn't enough that they didn't fulfill what he wanted them to do. Ela od hosifu lasos imahem tovos. But they did wonderful things with these Jewish women and with their children. Yesh mehem shahayu anios, there were poor women amongst the Jews. Vehochos hamialdos umagbos mayimumazim mibateim shalashiros ubos venosnos lanios. So they took up a tzedakah collection. They didn't have to, but they wanted to. And they provided life where otherwise there would not have been. Because there was poverty, there was indigence, there was a total lack of wealth of any sort whatsoever. And the Mialdos didn't just check the box and they said, okay, the delivery was successful, our work is done. But they understood that might be the Maisa mitzvah. The outward mitzvah might be to deliver the child, but the essence of the mitzvah was to bring life into this world, and if bringing life in this world meant that you had to do something beyond the mere delivery, but the financial aspect, then that would be required as well. Hu shekasuv atachayenes hayiladim. And the Medrash goes on, Yesh mehen shiru'uyin latzeis chigrim osumim obali mumim. Or even worse, some children are fortunately born with various disabilities, with limitations, chirim, unable to walk, sumim, unable to see, other defects, other congenital defects. And sometimes, especially in those days, to save the mother, or to save the child where the child wasn't coming out properly. Remember how many women used to die on childbirth till the last century. And still in some countries in the world, sometimes they'd have to, it's a hard thing to say, Aliyah, they'd have to amputate a limb from the baby to survive the process of childbirth. Umehayuoso, so what did these Mialdos do? What does it mean, vatechayena, that they brought life to them? You know that we're risking our lives to defy Paro. We don't want to listen to Paro, we want to listen to you. Ribon Ha'ulam, Master of the Universe, Yetze Havlad L'Shalom, don't allow this child to be born without a certain limb, without a certain function, without a certain sense. Shelo Yimtzu Yisrael, so that the Jewish women will not be able to claim. Shelo Yimtzu Yisrael Yideim La'asiach Aleinu Lomar, Hare Yatzu Balimumim Bikshu Labrogosam. You know why this child came out with a deformity? Because the midwife tried to kill him and didn't succeed, so she just broke his arm, or broke his leg, or gouged his eye. Miyara Yakarish Baruch Hu Shomea Kolan, God listened to these righteous, courageous, that word gets bandied about, but this is true courage, fearless women, except when it came to the fear of God, Vatirena HaMiyado Ses Halokim, V'yotzin Shleimim, and the children came out healthy and whole. So again, it's very clear, it's implicit in this section of the Medrash, these weren't Jewish women. They didn't want the Jewish women to claim about them that they were willing to meet Paro halfway. They at least tried to carry out the decree of Paro. Said, we don't want anybody to even consider for a moment that we contemplated going along with Paro's evil decree. Just 1 second, Yaakov. But Reb Levi was willing to go further. Amar Reb Levi, Arei Amarta Es Hakala. You said just the bare minimum. Emoris HaChamura, say what is even more chamor, what is even more impressive. Yesh Mehen Sheruyin Lamus B'Shas Yitziyasan. Forget about having a deformity. How many mothers died in childbirth? Eli, how many children didn't survive? O Iman Lisakin Bam V'Lamus Achar Yitziyasan. Vayu omdos bitfila v'omros HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ribono Shel Olam Tilei Lahem Achsha V'Tein Lahem Nafsho Seyem. Allow them to be born healthily, the mothers to be in good health. Shelo Yomer Yisrael, so that the Jewish women won't say about us, Hein Hargu Osan. You know why this child didn't survive? It's because the Miyaldos went along with the decree of Paro. Maybe this is an indication in the Medrash that despite his best efforts to keep it quiet, people knew what Paro was up to. As Ibn Ezra said, in Ben Huva Mitenu Sad, Ibn Ezra said, Baseser, keep it quiet. But maybe people knew the decree was out there, and they were very concerned, not just not to follow the decree, but nobody should think that they would be willing to contemplate such an insidious, such a nefarious, such an evil act. V'Kadosh Baruch Hu Oset Tfilasan, and God, without hesitation, gave them their tfilos. Lefikach v'techayena sayiladim, v'techayena, remember this line, Elu ha'imahos, so all the mothers survived. Hayiladim, hayiladim amish, that's a reference to the children themselves. Tan, in the Shmos Rabbah, it seems very much that these were Egyptian women that were concerned not only for the lives of the Jewish mothers, not only for the lives of the Jewish children, but they were deeply concerned that nobody should accuse them, even but for a moment, nobody should accuse them of being willing to entertain, right, Paro's murderous decree. At this point, the Medrash seems to shift and seems to make it seem that these are Jewish women. It's a dvar acher, right? You could have a machlokes again. We saw maybe the simple pshat is that they're not Jewish women. Rashi and Rashbam go in the opposite direction. Noteworthy that Rashbam goes in the other direction because he's such a pashtan. He always goes to the simple interpretation. Davar acher. Vatirena hamiyaldos. The last paragraph. Kishtu atzman literally means they adorned themselves. They decorated themselves. Lema'ase zikenon, to the act of their patriarch, to Avram Avinu, Ze Avram, as we find in this week's parasha, Vayikra b'shem Hashem, Vayikra sham Avram b'shem Hashem, Kimasha Kadosh Baruch Hu made a love. Torah testifies next week's parasha, but again the process began certainly in this week's parasha. Ki ataya dati ki yirei elokimata. Avram is described as yirei elokim, and we'll talk about that next week, and what yiras elokim means in the context of the mialdos, especially in relationship to the akedah. In one case, it seems that yiras elokim is achieved by being willing to kill a child. Here it's the opposite, by saving children. So superficially it seems to be the opposite, but really it's the same, if we'll dig a little bit deeper. Amru Avram Avinu alav ha-shalom pasach lo pundak. Avram Avinu, he opened an inn, v'hayazon es ha-ovrim v'sashavim b'nei adam ha-reilim. And Avram Avinu cared for with such care and with such affection the Ovrim and the Shavim, B'nei Adam Arelim, people he had no connection with, people who didn't have Bris Milah, they weren't involved in Briso Shel Avram Avinu, and he took care of them. V'ita'eshel b'ver Shava, next week's parasha, Achila, Shasiya, Levia, Erlina, he cared for them. He cared for them physically. Daniel, he cared for them spiritually, their spiritual welfare. These were people who were total strangers. People that he owed essentially nothing to whom he owed very little at most. And they said about themselves, we the daughters of Avram. Avram who took care of people that were perfect strangers to him. And he fed them. And he housed them. And he taught them without any recompense. He didn't do it for money. We, the daughters of Avram, could we contemplate for a second killing innocent children? Our patriarch, forget about killing. He sustained people. The Hachnasas Orachim, the Mesiris Nefesh, next week's parsha. Gedola Hachnasas Orachim, Yosef Mekabalas Pnei Shechina. It was so serious for Avram. V'anu lo dayenu, they said, she'en lanu la'achilan ela larogusan. Would this be consistent with what Avram taught us, his family? As the Pasuk says, I know Avram ki yedativ, for he shall command all those who would follow him. L'man asher yitzaves bonaves beiso acharav v'shamru derech Hashem lasos tzedako mishpat. Would this be tzedako mishpat? To behave in such a way? Nechaya osan. That they continue to be inspired by the life of Avram Avinu. And Eliyah, of course, what is this an example of? Yet another example of Ma'ase Avos Siman Labanim. That they looked back and they saw, how could they possibly act in a way that would betray, that would demean, that would undermine the legacy of the great Yirei Elokim, who wasn't just the one who introduced the idea of God above, but Tzelem Elokim in this world. Vayivra Elokim es Adam etzalmo betzelem Elokim baraoso zachar nekeva baraosam. Jew and Gentile alike, but treat every single person B'Tselem Elokim, to protect the innocent. And it was the example of Avram Avinu that stood them in good stead. As we've discussed on so many occasions, when Yosef came to his Rubicon, when he came to his crossroads, who did he see? Vayavo habaisa lasos melachto, Ravin Shmuel charomar vecharomar. Right? The day in the Gemara that he was prepared to sin with Ashes Potiphar, but who did he see? Nirasalo demos diyakno shalaviv bachalon. He saw his father, and he knew that he couldn't betray that legacy. The father that had given him so much, kiven zikunim hulo, his uncle says, barchokim hulo, maserlo. All the Torah of Yeshiva Shem Va'ever, the father that invested so much in his spiritual welfare, could he do this to his father? That was his image. The Miyaldo, similarly, they drew their strength, not in this case from Yaakov, but from Avraham Avinu. Atayadati kire lokimata, and they said, Vatirena miyado says Elokim. Avram cared for people to whom he owed nothing. And these women, these families that have put their trust in us in their most vulnerable moments, you don't have to look past Sefer Bereishis in Parshas Vayishlach when Rachel Imenu dies in childbirth. It's a sakonas nefashos. They trust us. We're going to betray that trust. And by betraying that trust, betray the legacy of Avram Avinu. It's chesed. To Bnei Adam Arelim. Can't be. It's the inspiration of a generation past. So whichever day it is in the Medrash, whether these were Egyptian women that didn't want the Jewish women to think for a second that they had entertained going along with Paro, so they davened Ribon Ho'olamim to Master of the Universe. They don't use the Shem Havaya, but Master of the Universe, Daniel. Make all these children shalim. Allow their mothers to be safe. Whether it's that day, so that there was no deformity, so that there was no stillborn, so that there was no death in childbirth. Of course, in the opposite direction as well. If you understand the last paragraph in the Medrash, that these are Jewish women, they look the example of Avram Avinu. The Miyaldos represent for us the definition of courage. Mesiras Nefesh par excellence. To be willing to sacrifice everything. Prepared to sacrifice everything. Atayadati ki yirei elokimata. Velo chasach tas binchas yechidecha. Avram was prepared to sacrifice everything because that's what Hashem wanted of him. These Miyaldos were prepared to sacrifice their lives. V'lo asu kasher diber aleihen melech Mitzrayim v'tichayena es hayiladim. Not only did they not kill them, sustained them, davened for them, provided for them, and they remain a paragon for us to this day of what it means. And when we're challenged, when it's in our interest to behave unethically, but it's our interest to behave immorally, we can hold them up as examples. Vatirena hamiyado says Elokim, v'lo asu kasher diber aleihen melech Mitzrayim. Powerful man. Consequences were real. Vatichayena es hayiladim. Not only did he not kill them, to sustain them as well.